Welcome to the Time for You podcast with Erin Woodruff, Communication 101 bonus series. My name is Erin, and my goal is to help you find time for yourself. Life gets busy, and we tend to lose ourselves in the mix of marriage, motherhood, and everything else. Let's rediscover your passions and make some time for you. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Today, I want to talk about matching when it comes to body language and other types of communication. While it's very parallel and similar to mirroring, which I mentioned last week, it is still a little bit different. Matching is another subconscious behavior that involves imitating another person's tone of voice, gestures, and facial expression. While mirroring focuses a little bit more on posture, matching focuses a little bit more on some of the other nonverbal communication, so body language pieces, and including tone of voice. When we match where people are at, we are meeting them at the same frequency. This is another great way to build trust with somebody. It can also show that you are engaged in the conversation and that you understand their perspective. If they have a really high voice, and you come in with a really low, slow voice, it will feel disproportionate. And not that you need to completely change what you're saying or how you're saying it or your voice or whatever, but being able to match where they're at, their frequency, their energy. That's one reason why we're drawn to people who have a lot of energy, because we know we'll get that from them. We know that they make us feel better because of their natural energy. Subconsciously, we do this, but to be really powerful in communication is to consciously do this. It's so easy when we're subconsciously do it because we don't even know we're doing it. But when we consciously know that we're doing it, that is where we can make true impact on other people. That's where we can make true connections with other people. This week, your challenge is to practice matching. Practice matching someone's tone, gestures, and facial expressions. More than just mirroring what they're doing, match it and hit their frequency, where they're at, and connect with them on their level. Even if it pushes you out of your comfort zone, it will help you understand their perspective better. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk soon. Are you finally ready to have the hard conversation that could change your relationship? Well, great news. I have a free hard conversations toolbox that I have made just for you. You can grab it in the show notes or go to my website, erinwoodruffcoaching.com/toolbox.